This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Time to chat some nutrition and a returning guest joining us now all the way in California, Aida Wazilewski. Aida, welcome back. We haven't touched on nutrition at all in our previous chats, but it is something that you take pretty seriously because it can make or break your race, can't it?
Yes. Thank you for having me back. Yes. I'm a very, as far as nutrition goes, very basic person. As far as my race day nutrition goes, small breakfast, my usual breakfast, which can be either oatmeal and a cup of coffee, or it could be an English muffin with peanut butter, honey, and banana with a cup of coffee. That's all I eat before I go for my Ironman race. During the race, it's all liquid nutrition for me. I don't really consume any solids. I change it up. I have my nutrition, but I go for Gatorade or Powerade that's offered on the course and water. So I don't have that, flavor fatigue. I don't have a strict, I have to consume this many ounces at, a certain, in an hour. I literally go by feel, knowing that I have to eat enough to keep myself going. I do that during training. So I know approximately how much I need. I'm a heavy sweater, so my formula has all my sodium in there, so I'm not having to reach for salt pills. So it's, very basic and lots of water. I also know from the way my belly feels, how I'm doing with digestion. And if I need more water to help with the digestion versus I'm starting to get, kind of bloated and feeling like I'm not processing, then I slow down the nutrition and I take in more water. But, I always keep my goos in handy because that's my go-to. If I'm not able to do my liquid nutrition that I have, I've gotten tired of it, a goo does me just fine. Getting on the run, I do not carry anything with me. I solely depend on what's on the course, aid station to aid station, water, Coke, I'm there. Water, Coke, and when I do know I feel it when I'm starting to get a little low on nutrition, I'll grab Gatorade. But I don't do solids. That's pretty much it for race day. After race and after training is my time to eat. That's the one I focus on mostly. I'm a very clean eater. And I'm an eater. I love my food. So give me a big plate of salmon, some black rice or wild rice with asparagus, sweet potatoes. I'm the happiest girl. I love to cook. I cook most of my food. I'm not a bar person. I'm not a juice person. There's a lot of that in our sport. And I'm not a vegan or a gluten-free or any of that. I eat real food and I stay away from processed foods. I'm not a fast food person. I think not being raised in the United States helped me with that one. I'm not a bag of chip kind of person or a cookie person, but I love my ice cream. I don't deprive myself. I really do eat food. I've not been much into alcohol, so that's not an issue for me. It's not something that I feel I have to deprive myself of till after race or it's just not, part of my food thing. What else can I tell you? I like real food. I like food.
It sounds like it's balanced, that you talk about not depriving yourself of anything. You're able to have things, but everything in moderation.
Yes, and I don't measure food, and I don't weigh myself. And I'm definitely not the, if you were to see me on the podium with all the rest of them, I'm definitely not the skinniest, but I'm definitely, there's a lot of that in our sport, especially I think in probably in all age groups, but in the older women's age groups, you know, it's the lighter you can be, the better. And I truly do believe, if anything, if you want longevity in this sport, you need to take care of your body. And eating food is the way to do it. Supplements don't do it. And not eating and keeping your weight or your body fat way low is not the way to do it. Mm. Because it plays havoc with your hormones, and it just is not going to make you healthy. And we do this first and foremost to be healthy, that's, you know, one of the, for me, that's why I was working out or started working out, want to be healthy. So I'm not one that measures, and I'm not worried about, I eat real things. I've never been a diet food person. So no low fat this or low fat or yogurt for ice cream. That doesn't do it for me. If I'm going to eat ice cream, I'm going to eat ice cream.
Make sure it's the real thing. And then just finally, a mistake or the biggest mistake you've made nutritionally and the lessons you've learned from it?
Probably actually eating too much. I think a lot of people feel, and I did it, that I needed to have more food, and that just made me heavy and sloshy, and then you can't run because you're not digesting. So I heard, and this, you know, I didn't do it because I heard it then. I actually just heard it this year at Ironman South Africa. Paula, gosh, her name is out of my head. South African world champion, female.
It's on the tip of my tongue as well. I'll think of it. Yes, tell us the story and I'll have it for you.
She was there, and she said it the best. She said, don't be greedy. You don't need that much. Just give yourself enough. Because if you overeat, it takes your body a lot longer when it's overheated and working hard to digest and for you then to come back from it, versus if you're hungry, the moment you give it some food, boom, you're right back. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It makes a ton of sense. And I think that's great advice. I think you're spot on that a lot of people do overdo it. And I think moderation is the key. I'm guilty of the extremes. I like to hang out on the dark side every now and again. But, I suffer the after effects because of it.
Yeah. It slows you down a lot. It takes a while before you're able to get back to it.
Absolutely. Well, Aida, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Best of luck. And we look forward to following your progress and seeing what you're up to next.
Thank you so much for listening to me and having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutritionseminar.